Sounds can be used for well-being, for health. I don't know if they've recognized that, but if he goes on singing many ragas, I will tell you, if you sing this raga, your blood pressure will go down. Right now, I don't know the names of the raga, I'm completely ignorant of those things, but if he sings various ragas, I will tell you, this raga, if you sing, your blood pressure will go down right now. 1 15-minute raga for the singer and the listener, your blood pressure will go down. These people are experiencing in a concert. They may not be medically, you know, measuring it, but people are experiencing, they listen to something and they become like this. They listen to a certain sound and become loving. They listen to a certain sound and become joyful. They listen to a certain sound and become aggressive. This is happening, isn't it so? Sounds are creating not only emotions, they also are changing the very chemistry of your system. So what kinds of sounds you're exposed to does various things to you. Or what kinds of sounds you are generating also does various things to you. Why? One of the first things that you do if you want to go on spiritual sadhana, first thing is shut up. Because stop uttering all the ugly sounds, just shut up. You just stop talking, so many things about you will change. Simply because you are no more causing the damage by uttering wrong sounds. Classical Indian music, to a mathematical precision, has recognized which sound can do what. And they have evolved these things in such patterns.
Azul.